Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening to you, and welcome to the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show. I'm Eric Fry, joined by Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham as we look at some of the games in our area. Week one is in the books, and some teams will look to rebound while others look to build on their momentum. Let's take a look at the northern area of our listening area, and for that, we go to Lane Blickham.
Well, thank you very much. As we head into the second week of the high school football season, the Mattoon Green Wave will hit the road for the first time as they'll travel to Muscoota. Mattoon dropped its opening game last week to Triad, 40-23. The Green Wave held the lead fairly late in the second quarter, but the high-powered Knights offense was too much to keep in check. Head coach Troy Johnson isn't one to panic after just 1 week of action.
We'll continue to get better. You know, I told them the improvement from week one to week two should be huge. You know, we should make those strides. We got something on film now. And, you know, looking around in their eyes, they're with us. You know, I mean, I've been here going on 8 years now, and I don't believe I've had a team quit on me. And I don't foresee this one. These guys got too much invested. And, you know, it's one game. So, you know, we'll get better. We'll move on. We'll keep working.
Mattoon at Muscoota. Hear that game tonight on 101.3 WMCI, online at myradiolink.com. The Charleston Trojans snapped a 17-game losing streak with a win last Friday night over the Rantoul Eagles. Final score was 14-6 for the Trojans. Head coach Tyler Hanner, in his debut, got a victory for Charleston. This week, Charleston will try and keep that momentum rolling as they head to Mount Vernon, a team that is 0-1 so far this year. Charleston at Mount Vernon can be heard on Victory 103.9 and online at myradiolink.com and the MyRadioLink app, which you can download through Google Play and the iTunes Store. The Tri-County Titans have a Saturday night game in Arcola to take on the reigning Class 1A state champions. Here's Titans head coach Casey Pinnell talking about this matchup.
You know, it's important for the kids to understand that that team last year's graduated, but that doesn't mean that this team here isn't very good. So they still got a lot of team speed. They still got a really good offensive and defensive line. A couple of those guys came back from that championship team last year, so they're still a pretty good opponent. You know, we got a game plan to erase some of the mistakes we made last week and make sure we take care of the football and don't turn it over. And you know, we're an older group, and they're a younger group, and hopefully that evens things out a little bit and gives us a chance on Saturday.
Tri-County is 0-1 after losing to Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond 24-19 in the final minute last week. Arcola also suffered its first loss of the year, and first loss in quite some time after an unbeaten year last season. Arcola lost to Central A&M last Saturday 34-14. Tri-County at Arcola, Saturday, 7 o'clock on Classic Rock 92 on the Axe and MyRadioLink.com. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's take a look at the central area. The Effingham Hearts will try to get their first one of the season tonight as they travel to Jerseyville to take on the Panthers. Effingham played good for three quarters last week, but Breeze Modern Day were able to score 21 first quarter points on their way to a 27-13 win. Effingham was led offensively by Terrence Hill, who had 30 carries for 151 yards and two touchdowns. Effingham will still continue with two quarterbacks in the lineup. Jerseyville is coming off a big 39-35 win against Granite City. Effingham vs. Jerseyville can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM. In the other area game, the Cumberland Pirates looked to rebound from a Week 1 loss against Decatur Lutheran 29-6. Cumberland couldn't win the field position battle and had too many turnovers at important times in the game. The Cumberland defense did a good job of holding Decatur Lutheran in the second half, and at times the offense looked good too. Cumberland now has another tough test ahead of them as they host Sullivan-Ocaw Valley. Sullivan-Ocaw Valley is coming off a big 42-0 win against South Fork. Cumberland against Sullivan-Ocaw Valley can be heard on 99.5 and 96.3 WCRA. Now let's look at the western region, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
I'm Todd Stapleton with the Cromwell Radio Group, taking a look at our western side of our listening area, the South Central Conference, for tonight. The Vandals will be back at home for week number two of the season. The Vandals were at home in week number one as they got a 15-14 come-from-behind win over the Gillespie Miners. Vandalia 1-0 on the season. They will host the Carlinville Cavaliers. Carlinville is 1-0 as well. They're coming off a 54-9 4-0 win over Roxana. In week number one, Carlinville is state ranked number 6 in the latest AP poll in Class 3A for the state. Carlinville will be at Vandalia 7 o'clock tonight at Mark Greer Field. We'll have the broadcast of that one on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. That broadcast gets underway at 6:30. Litchfield will be at Gillespie tonight. Both teams coming off a loss in week one. For Litchfield, they lost 48-15 to Greenville in week one, while Gillespie lost to the Vandals 15-14. So two 0-1 teams will match up. Both teams looking for win number one on the season tonight. Piesaw Southwestern will take on Greenville. Southwestern was shut out in week number one by Hillsboro 42-0. Well, Greenville was a 48-15 winner over Litchfield last week, so Southwestern at Greenville in week number two. Roxana will be at Pena tonight. Roxana coming off a shutout loss. They lost to Carlinville 54-0 in week one. Pena coming off a shutout win. They were 49-0 winners over Staunton in week number one. Roxana will be at Pena in week two tonight. Staunton is at Hillsboro. Staunton also coming off a week one loss, as they lost in week number one 49-0 to Pena. There was only one close game in the South Central Conference last week. That was the Vandals and Gillespie. Staunton will be at Hillsboro tonight. Hillsboro coming off a big win 42-0 over Southwestern. So Staunton will be at Hillsboro. So it'll be 1-0 Carlinville at 1-0 Vandalia, 0-1 Litchfield at 0-1 Gillespie, 0-1 Southwestern will be at Greenville, who's 1-0 on the season, 0-1 Roxana at 1-0 Pena, and 0-1 Staunton is at 1-0 Hillsboro. That's a look at the South Central Conference. I'm Todd Stapleton for the Cromwell Radio Group.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's check out some of the other games in the area. In Apollo Conference action, 1-0 Mount Zion travels to 0-1 Highland. 0-1 Salem travels to 1-0 Bethalto, and 1-0 Taylorville travels to 1-0 Wood River. In Little Illini Conference action, 1-0 Red Hill travels to 1-0 Alney. 1-0 Casey takes on 1-0 Newton. 0-1 Flora takes on 0-1 Robinson. And 0-1 Lawrenceville takes on 0-1 Paris. In Little Okaw Valley action, 1-0 Argenta takes on 1-0 Mauquia Central A&M. 1-0 Arthur faces 0-1 Palestine. And 0-1 Villa Grove takes on 1-0 Tuscola. Thanks for listening to us, and hope you enjoy all the great high school football action tonight.